Welcome back to the program, AMPM Sports. It is the Monday, the aftermath of Super Bowl 48. After the Seattle Seahawks dish out an embarrassing loss to the Denver Broncos, 43-8, despite what Peyton says. Hey, so using the word embarrassing is rather, what did he call it? Did he say it was insulting? Is that what Peyton said? That embarrassing was? He said, yeah, insulting. Peyton said it's not embarrassing at all. Oh, well, I mean, what's embarrassing about 2 weeks of preparation to lose 43-8 on a world stage? Oh, it's not embarrassing at all. I'd never use that word. The word embarrassing is an insulting word, to tell you the truth. All right. Well, I suppose one could find some measure of pride in losing the biggest game in sports, and being blown away. The one thing with Seattle, and I love the way Seattle is built. What a defense! I'm sorry to sit here and rant and rave all day, but it's so refreshing to watch them go to work. You know, and I have to believe, you know, number one, the NFC had been better than the AFC all season long. So it's not surprising that when the two number one seeds from each conference make it to the championship, to the Super Bowl, that the NFC team wins it. You know, I think when I look back on the NFC championship game between San Francisco and Seattle, I think if the 49ers would have won that game, I think they would have beaten the Broncos too. Because there are only two defenses in the NFL who are downright dominating. That's the Seahawks and the 49ers. But it's so refreshing to watch when everything is always pass, 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 offense, 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 to see a team do it with defense. You know, for 2 weeks, this was billed as the matchup. It's the great offense versus the great defense. Which one will come out on top? And we saw the defense come up. And the thing with Seattle, and this seems to happen to any team who has an average age of 27 or less or something along those lines that win a Super Bowl, and that is always this comes out. People always say, you know, and right now it's Seattle. The Seahawks are built for long-term success. I don't know about that. I mean, see, they look like they are. Then again, that's what many people said about the Packers too. While in 2010, they're such a young team. They won the Super Bowl as a young team, and they are poised to win multiple ones. They'll be in the Super Bowl year in and year out. Truth be told, the only team that's been able to accomplish that, and they haven't necessarily been young the whole time, has been the New England Patriots. And that's basically it. Maybe a little bit the Steelers for a few years where they had an open window. The Giants made it a couple times in a number of years. But it's hard to tell. Seattle looks like they're poised to be good for years to come. But we won't actually know until we see it. Super Bowl in the books, and there is a long wait now, or it seems long, of the cold month of January, February, a little bit of March until baseball starts, but the baseball talks will start heating up. And we do have breaking news on the program, maybe not so breaking. The Wisconsin Badgers lose again at the Kohl Center. Three games in a row. The Great Bowl, or I should say Bowl the Great, has lost. A 59-58 loss to Ohio State on Saturday. K Kerry Miller writes for the Bleacher Report, says it wasn't exactly an all-time classic, but the Ohio State Buckeyes went on the road to pick up a much-needed 59-58 win over the Wisconsin Badgers on February 1st, potentially saving their own season while throwing Wisconsin into panic mode. What in the world is going on with the Badgers? They can't win a game at home against an equally struggling Ohio State team. What in the world is this? Seriously, what is going on? Both Ohio State and Wisconsin entered Sunday afternoon showdown in desperate need of a win. Wisconsin had lost 4 of its last 5 games, while Ohio State had dropped off 5 out of 6. So you would think, right, that the Badgers would win at home at the Kohl Center where they never lose? Nope. On Wednesday night, Wisconsin lost at home to Northwestern, and Ohio State lost at home to Penn State, two of the worst teams the Big Ten has to offer. As far as early February games between ranked teams are concerned, it's difficult to remember a game being so important for both teams. And when it mattered most, Ohio State found a way to emerge with a win. Exactly. I don't know what to say with the Badgers. We're going to have to do some investigative reporting here and come back with better answers for you. But I don't know. I mean, perhaps the Badgers could hire Peyton Manning to be their consultant, and he could just let them know, hey, guys, losing 3 games in a row at the Kohl Center to some bad teams, it's not embarrassing. That word is insulting, because it's insulting to think it's embarrassing also to lose 43-8 in the Super Bowl and just be dominated. But that is what it is, and that's the end of the program. We'll come back, talk more tomorrow, take more of your tweets. Been listening to AMPM Sports on ESPN 1005.com.